A Medicare program called Hospital Value-Based Purchasing has the goal of rewarding hospitals that give high-quality care at lower costs. But, you guessed it, some hospitals have been receiving bonuses for efficiency, even though the care they give is subpar. That's according to findings from the Government Accountability Office. Joining me with more, James Cosgrove, the GAO's Director of Healthcare Issues. Mr. Cosgrove, good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us how this program works in its ideal sense.
Well, this is a program that has a great intent. I mean, what it's supposed to do is help move Medicare away from purchasing just based on the volume of services to purchasing based on the value that Medicare is getting. And how it works is that it reduces payments a little bit to all hospitals that are participating. That's about 3,000 hospitals in the country. And then hospitals can earn some of that money back based on their performance on various quality measures and most recently also on efficiency measures. So in 2017, for example, Medicare reduced payments to hospitals by 2%, and then hospitals can earn some or all or more of that money back, based on how they perform on these various measures.
So for a large hospital, that could be millions of dollars back.
Well, this is still a fairly small program in terms of dollars. And in fact, the median bonus that's paid out in 2017 was something like $67,000. So it's actually a very small program.
So with 3,000 hospitals, it's something almost of a pilot, it sounds like.
Well, it is a permanent program, and it has been phased in over the last several years. It started in 2013, and at that time, the payments were reduced to hospitals by 1%. Now payments are reduced to hospitals by 2%, which gives a bigger pool of money to reward those hospitals that are doing well on quality and helping to keep costs down.
And is Medicare good at measuring quality?
Well, quality is always something that's tricky to measure. And the agency that runs this program, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has been adjusting and tweaking this program every year since its inception. It's been adding different measures. Right now, quality is measured in four different categories. It's measured in the clinical processes. So these are things that procedures that are thought to have favorable outcomes. So maybe something like for a heart failure patient, making sure that they receive appropriate discharge instructions. They also measure on patient experience based on surveys about communication with their providers. They measure patient outcomes, things like mortality rates. And most recently, they've added a safety measure, which measures things like infections acquired in hospitals. And then, so those are the quality, the four quality categories that they have now. And now they also measure in terms of efficiency, which is basically the cost per patient.
And that's just the dollar volumes that they charge Medicare, basically.
Well, that's the dollar amount per patient, and it's adjusted for geography, and it's adjusted for type of patient so that you can try to compare apples to apples for, amongst the different populations that hospitals serve, yes.
Then what you found is that the possibility is that a hospital could be highly efficient, but maybe not have such great outcomes, and those should not get bonus payments, but a few of them did?
About 20%. So the efficiency measure was added in 2015, and so we've looked at 3 years, 2015, 16, and 17, and in each one of those years, about one in five hospitals, about 20%, had received a bonus because they were highly efficient, but they had below median quality scores. In addition to that, what we also found was that hospitals could be missing scores in some categories, and the agency that runs Medicare purposely allowed that to happen because they wanted to increase participation. But the result of that is that if hospital was missing one or more of the quality dimensions, then the weight that's put on the efficiency score goes up. And that means that these highly efficient hospitals who are missing scores are even more likely to earn a bonus. So that's one of the main problems that we identified.
We're speaking with James Cosgrove. He's director of healthcare issues at the Government Accountability Office. So is the issue a program management problem, or do they not have enough people looking at this, or do they simply need to adjust some of the measures so that when the money goes back out, it makes sense?
We think they need to adjust some of the measures. We think they need to go back and look at how the different categories are scored and what happens when some of the information is missing from the quality categories, so that efficiency doesn't play an overriding role in the performance. And so we made two recommendations along those lines to the agency, and their response back to us was that they would take a look at those and consider those, and they wanted to make sure that there were no adverse consequences for making changes. So they didn't promise to make a change, but they did promise to take a look into the issue.
And just to clarify, did Medicare cut 1%, then 2% across the board to all hospitals, or only ones that agreed to be in this program?
This program is for the majority of hospitals, about 3,000 across the country that are paid on a prospective basis. There are some hospitals that are paid based on their costs, but hospitals that are paid on a prospective basis are automatically in this program.
Prospective basis meaning?
Well, their payment is already predetermined based on the type of patient that they serve and the diagnosis that the patient had and the conditions for which the patient was treated while they were in the hospital. There are other hospitals, primarily small hospitals, that are paid on the basis of the costs that they incur throughout the year.
So it sounds like Medicare does quite a bit of looking at books and figures and accounting for hospitals.
It does. Hospitals have to submit fairly extensive what are called cost reports about the costs that they incur. I think Medicare is being very careful in trying to find ways to encourage both efficiency and quality. We just think that this is one program where they need to go back and take another look at it and maybe make some adjustments to how they're rewarding the hospital.
Yeah, because if you could increase your efficiency score but skip giving people medicine or something, to make an extreme example.
Well, that would be rather drastic, but the concept is yes, that you want to encourage hospitals to increase quality at the same time you want them to be efficient and trying to find the right balance to reward. That's right.
The specific recommendations, how were they taken by Medicare? Do they agree with you?
They did agree to look into it. They agreed that this is something that they would revisit and they would consider. At the same time, they mentioned that they wanted to be very careful that if they made changes, that there wouldn't be adverse consequences from the changes that they did make. So part of GAO's role when we make a recommendation, one of the things that we do is that we follow up. We can't mandate that an agency adopt our recommendation, but we do follow up and see what the agency has done until it fully implements the recommendation. And, we also report on the recommendations that agencies have implemented or not implemented over the years.
James Cosgrove is Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thank you.